All right, I'm going to bring up a sore subject between me and you, and that was the look you gave me when I got to 50 yards on my bedded elk, and I said I needed to get closer than that. And you looked at me like I had 16 heads. And I know you and I have had this conversation between Eastern shooters, bow hunters, and Western bow hunters. What do you consider to be the optimal range for mule deer? Like, where do you like you said, this is perfect.
Well, that is a very case by case situation, but we could isolate a few variables and then say, does the deer know that I'm there, or does the deer not know that I'm there?
Is that a question?
Yeah.
All
So
right,
it
let's
does
say the deer
so
doesn't know you're there.
if the deer doesn't know that I'm there, then 20 yards, because you're gonna make that shot every time. That deer's head starts to turn. If I'm there, I'm gonna put my hand on. I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna say, okay, he's about to get ready. Tighten up, tighten up. Okay, draw. That deer's gonna stand up at 20 yards. He never knows we're there, and you don't miss those shots. But if the deer's nervous and got, and I made a little mistake, and the deer kind of knows that I'm there, then now we've got a problem. So what I would always do is read the body language of the animal on the approach. One is I had to take into account my hunter's skill and the wind, and if we had any drift, or if when the animal actually stood up, we weren't sure we could see the vitals. So I'd had to kind of consider all of those different variables. But if the animal knew something wasn't quite right, then 40 yards is about where I stop. Or say I kind of got another deer that's got me a little bit, but the buck that I want to kill doesn't quite have me. I'm still gonna slow way down at about 40 yards. Most of us can make that shot at 40. 50's pushing it. It's not necessarily that the bow's pushing it, but there's some psychology that starts to play a role. So I would try to eliminate the psychology of the hunter, give them the best opportunity to make the cleanest shot within the parameters that they felt comfortable with, so we didn't have that added variable. And then, because a deer can't get out of the way at 40 yards, if unless that pin's high, but I'll just whisper, I'll say, lock that pin down low. I'll probably tell my hunter before, like, look, we've got a little bit of, I'd use percentages. What I'd say is, we got a deer that's at 80%, or we got a deer that's at 30%. A deer at 30%'s never going to get out of the way because it's clueless. But a deer that's at 80%, you're at full draw. You say stacked in there at 40 yards, and you got your pin. I'm just going to say hold tight, because he's going to get down a little bit, but he's not going to get out of the way. At 30 yards, nothing's going to get out of the way, but you still got to come to full draw and not be detected, because now you come to full draw and you screw that up before you settle in your peep and your pin, and you don't have a shot. So I would say once I got to 40, I would slow way down. And if I had good wind and the animal didn't know that I was there, then I'd push it a little bit more.